was sitting in the sunlight at the faculty luncheon. The first word I heard tumble from her lips was deconstruction. I was a cabbie driving around Roxbury. She was a postdoc in Cambridge. And from the first time I set eyes on her, I couldn't remember what my name was. She'd read everything that had ever been written about the theory of knowledge. Don't quite know what you saw in me, but a Motel 6 became our college. My existentialist baby, you travel all around the world. I give everything I have to get back again, my girl. When that she said to me, don't you ever wonder about the relation of logical positivism to semiotics? I cracked open a beer, said, well, I have given some thought to it. She said the concept of integrating chaos theory with cognitive psych is so passé. I took a drag on my cigarette. I said I feel exactly the same way. So she asked me what I thought about Kierkegaard and Dostoevsky. I said the only epistemology I give a shit about is of the carnal variety, my phenomenological mama. Out of all of these around your curves, I give everything I hold to see you one more time, my girl. Yes, I did feel outclassed by my intellectual lover. So I got Being and Nothingness out of the library, and I read it from cover to cover. And I asked her about the great chain of being and existence. One day as she was stepping out of the shower, she fixed me with that look of hers, which was somewhere between a smile and a glower. She said, well, I liked Sartre's nausea. At least it didn't make me vomit. But I don't care where I stand on the beeline, as long as I got my byline on it, my symbolistic or synergetic consort. You speak in tongues of a 1,000-volt